Okay, a good nerve Pesach. Usually on the Sunday before Pesach, I pick one topic in Inyani Pesach to talk about. And looking back, I think we dealt with the halachas of blias of chametz and cleaning for chametz and the seder. Today I want to do something different, so I figured I'll do Hilchas Purim today. I want to do something different, so I pulled out Hilchas Chol HaMoed, and I'd like to deal with these halachas. It's a bit of a pella, so little about it is written in Tshuva Svarim, not so much about it is known. So I'd like to go through the klolim of Hilchas Chol HaMoed and Melachah Chol HaMoed, and at least share with you some of the asidus, many of which I'm certain people are not familiar with. The gedarim of Melachah Chol HaMoed are quite complicated. Before I go to that, on the first page of Hilchas Chol HaMoed, Hilchas Chol HaMoed is the beginning of the sixth chelik of Mishneh Berurah. The very first page of Hilchas Chol HaMoed, in the very first Sifkaton, the Mishneh Berurah deals with the question of Seudos on Chol HaMoed. And I think Avod Abor, what's known to the people, is that the Chi of Seudos on Shabbos is three Seudos, and Yom Tov is two Seudos, and Ad Kan. It's not Pashut at all that way. The Torah calls Yom Tov Chol HaMoed Mikra Kodesh, just like it calls Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. The Gemara Chagiga we're going to get to on Daf Yud Ches. We're learning Chagiga here on Shabbos. And the Mishneh Berurah says, certainly B'Lashon Mitzvah, that it says Chayiv L'Chabit Chol HaMoed B'Maychel B'Mishneh U'B'Ksus Nekiyah. He says, this is a chiyuv on Shabbos to have some type of Michael Mishneh and manner of dress that's not a weekday dress. Something has to be different than the Minik Chayel. And he says, Mitzvah Sisamata Bechagecha Koi Gamal Chalamayid, the Mitzvah of Simcha goes on Chalamayid as well. And also lesanos, you know, the feast of Chol HaMoed, ulechatchila mitzvah lekvayas suda al apas achas b'layla v'achas b'yoyim. He says lechatchila, it's a mitzvah to be kvayas suda once by day and once by night. What's fascinating to me is that he brings in the Sharetzi involved at the going, the gra paskin like the tashbats. The tashbats hold there's a chiyuv to have two sudas, every day of Chol HaMoed. Now, Mishneh Berurah doesn't pass it that way. The Mishneh Berurah says mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. And I don't think people are makpid to wash twice a day on Chol HaMoed. But the Gros Shita is that there is such a chiyuv. I remember, still at Bacher, I learned the seventh parak of Brachas. And Tysus there was mashed to me that way. That Tysus used the Lashon Rabbin there. It's mashed that there's a chiyuv of two sudas. And from then till today, with the Blei Neder, I've always makpid to wash twice a day on Chol HaMoed to be Eitzah, this din, the shita of being Mechuyev Besuda. The Ha'ara I had is the following. It's Yodua B'Shem the guy that the Gra held that a person is Mechuyev to eat the matzah every day of Yom Tov. It's known b'shem de gra that there comes some ice around and this makbid to have matzah. There are a lot of shulchan Torah written about it that he held that it's mitzvah chiyuvis on the first night and a mitzvah chiyuvis on the other days, whatever the gedarim are. If you look at ma'aser rav separately in Hilchas Sukkah, it says the same thing. He held on Sukkah, so a person has to have. It's not just a din in Hilchas Matzah, din in Hilchas Sukkah, that a person has to have, has to wash every day. Be b'kayim mitzvah Sukkah, be b'kayim mitzvah Matzah. So the question I had is that who says, Ma'aser Rav is what they saw by the guy. But the Gaon holds that Dinei Chol Moed you have to wash every day of Chol Moed. So because they saw him being makpet matzah and eating the sukkah every day, mechitesi, it's a hilchus matzah dikadin or a hilchus sukkah dikadin. Maybe it's a hilchus Chol Moed dikadin that you have to do it. This was my horror on it. We learned exactly 40 years ago, 41 years ago, in camp, we learned the seventh parak of Brachis. And remember then, I asked Rav Hillel David this question, that Rav Hillel David was a young man then. I was a little boy. And he said, and Tamidei HaGaon wrote Shtiklus Torah about it, but somebody knew what they were talking about. That's what he told me. That he held there was a matzah dikadin, a sukkah dikadin, and besides that, a chol moed dikadin. So what's a nafkamina? One nafkamina is if it's raining on Sukkot and you ate indoors, so then it stopped raining, at Chol Moed, your yaitz are ready. At Sukkot, you weren't yet yaitz, so you would have to go to Sukkot. I guess that would be one nafkamina. In a world where they have matzah that's not shmura, that's kashal Pesach, which doesn't exist today, it would also be a nafkamina. If you ate non-shmura, if it's a matzah dikadin, you have to eat matzah shama l'shem mitzvah. And if it's a chomaydik and then lam tafka. So it's small nafkaminis, but at any rate, this I wanted to mention. The Mishnah Berurah says in Mechuyiv to dress something different than your mechayel. I remember as a bacher where people used to go to work much more chomayid, that people would dress just for shachris, they would dress Shabbos dik or Yom Tov dik. And when they went to work, they would change their their weekday clothing. Kaparim, that there has to be some type of issue. But I'd like to talk a little about the Gedorim of Malacha. What Malacha is Mutar Chol Moed? It's not taught that much because before Yom Tov, everyone's busy with Hilchos Pesach, everyone's busy with Hilchos Sukkos. Before Shavuos, certainly no one's busy with Hilchos Chol Moed because there is no Chol Moed on Shavuos. So it falls to the side. Now there are certain klolim that are the guts of Hilchos Chol Moed. Before I get to those klolim, which I'd like to spell out, there's a general clair in understanding the gedorim of Hilchos Chol Moed. There's a machlekes between two of the mafarshim, and we struggle to find in the peiskim a psak. The Mechaschinach Shita in Dinei Yom Tov is that Chol Moed is also in the same Lamed Tes Malachas as Shabbos, except for the Tzarech HaMoed, for the Tzrachim that you need. But that the general rule is that the Yisur is the same Yisur as Shabbos, Lamed Tes Malachas, except that for the Tzarech of Chol Moed or Davar Aved, that it's Mutter. According to that, the person on Yom Tov for no reason can't just rip a piece of paper or strike a match for no reason. Everything has to be for a purpose, it's mutter. But otherwise, they are the regular gedorim of Issa Malacha. This is what it says in Mechas Chinuch. In Misatis Vayit Katan, on Beis Amid Beis, there's a Keren Oira. The Keren Oira is Medayi from Lashon HaGemara. That's not so. That only malacha sheyesh by tirech is also a chol moed. A malacha that involves a tircha, to rip up a piece of paper, you get mail in the mail. It's not a geyah for Yom Tov. So to rip open the envelope, to look inside, see what's inside, according to Michas Chinuch, it's also, because assuming there's some malacha and ripping it open, that malacha is also. If it's a tirech or if it's a davar ave, then it's mutter. But stamazai, you have to put your mail aside, and then matzah Yom Tov, you'll go over the mail that you have. certainly, if you get a bill, a gas bill, electric bill, it's not mutter to process it on according to anybody on Chol Moed to write a check or to take care of it. That everybody holds as aser, but just stam to rip open an envelope and look at it. So the Keren Oira would say it's mutter. It's not a malacha sheyesh bei tircha. And the Mechas Chinuch would say that it's aser because it's one of the Lamed Tes Malachos. So this is a general machlokes, the Mechas Chinuch and the Keren Oira. So we today for the last 100 years, ever since the Mishnah Berurah came out, 90 years, everyone's trying to figure out what is the Mishnah Berurah paskin on this shaila, something that's a malacha but it doesn't involve a tercha. Very negal halacha, is it something that's mutter or not mutter on Yom Tov? So there are. Because writing is always considered to be to write. So we could clarify if that's how much is called a tercha or not. I guess it depends which generation you're in. But I guess it depends which generation you're in. But there is a separate issur of mekach u'memkar. Which will be us anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the same question. If a malacha she'ein by tircha, if a malacha
is
not.
Well, they extended it to.
You mean if all malacha chamayit is there, I said Rabbanan?
Yeah.
I said that's machlokes rishayim. The Gemara darshes is mikra kaidish is the rabbi's chalamayit, and rishayim kaid. The first rush in mayit cotton says that it's a deraisa shenit alachachamim lidraish that. The Torah says you have to have certain gedarim of malacha, and it was given over to the Rabbanan, so it's still obliged to that rabbi, that's what the Rosh says.
Today, with people walking from home, it's clearly less of a tirchah than getting on the train and going to.
Yeah, but getting on the train is not the aveira, it's the working.
Okay, so, but assuming that's not a tirchah.
Usually, when we're saying by tirchah, we mean a 1 minute malacha. We don't mean. Working for an hour on the thing. Now there are gedarim where work is mutta. I want to get to that soon. I'm just talking about the overall sort of the picture.
Ksiva is always considered tircha. Ksiva.
Well, clearly it's considered a malacha. Well, I'll discuss ksiva separately.
Does that apply to carrying?
No. I'll talk about that. Second one. Yeah, that's the. This is the case. There are others. They want to. Whenever they compare it, they always say, like the Rosh says, excuse me, it's Kiyo, the Torah said, we want Chalmai to be Mikra Kaidish. Some say they're asses, some say they're Rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah, right in the beginning, brings the Machloikis if it's their asses, the Rabbanan. There's a. Usually it passes. The Emek Bracha, Pergamansi is his name. In Emek Bracha, which was written, 50, 60 years ago, he brings a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mashmois, and this machlokes is the Karanari in the Mechas Chinuch. And then when I say Mishnah Berurah, it's the Mishnah Berurah, an explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. Tzimit Tukuf Mem Siv Beis. It's a four-word Shulchan Aruch. Muta lishtail kavshushish ebabayis. What that means is they used to have earthen floors, and sometimes the earth became bumpy. So muta lishtail kavshushish ebabayis. You're allowed to take away a bump on the earth in the ground. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch.
You mean level?
Yes. To level it. You have a bump, you're allowed to flatten it out. So on that, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is Mutalit al-Fil Kedarka, you don't need a Shinoi. Avagab de Mlacha Gamurahi, Ubi Shabbos Chai Mishambaina, Veine Davar Ave, Utsar Chamay Ba'alma, Eine Shari Kim Bishinoi. Normally you would have to do a Shinoi, for whatever reason. His lashon is afilachim hatirin kedarkai mishum the netilas gavshushis less batayrich. Says flattening out a little bump on the ground, it's a malach hashem batayrich. It sounds like the Karen Ira. Remember the words of the Karen Ira. It's a malach hashem batayrich. The malach hashem batayrich is mutter. So here it sounds lekula. It's a malach hashem batayrich, and therefore it's okay. Turn a few pages later, in Tufkuf Mem Zayin, Tufkuf Mem Zayin Sif Yud Beis. It talks about the halachis of a kfuras hameis, which is of course mutar al chol mayed. You know that when you walk out of a beis hakfaris, there's a minik to rip some grass and throw it over your shoulder. It's a remez to tchias hameis. The mechabes says ein litlosh asavim va'ofer b'chol mayed b'beis hakfaris. That a person should not rip out the grass the way we're not to do it on a weekday.
Okay.
Now here,
what?
Maybe it's not else. No, but you're allowed to show avelus on Chol Moed. Yeah, the minhag of most people is to rip kriya. You know, I don't know. It sounds like it's an issa malacha. If it doesn't mean it's a malacha, that would be a teretz.
That's a damn thing to do during the week.
What?
Well, how do you do it during the call that you do it differently?
No, he's saying, ain't litlash, you don't do it at all. Ain't litlash, some of from Chalmay, the chair is a malacha shame by tercha, to rip out a few pieces of grass. It's a malacha shame by tercha. And I thought Pikenitz also. So in David Bracha, he asks the stira whether he's passing like the Keren Ayra or like the Mechas Chinuch ripping out a Savim maybe is different. So he struggles to find an answer. It's really a stira in the Mechaber. See, he says maybe you go by the Shem Malacha. Now, Kitzira is a Malacha Shem Malacha generally. Cutting grass is usually a malacha sheish bait. Now you may be cutting only one or two blades of grass, but it's generally considered to be a
malacha. You don't need the grass.
Yeah, okay. Malacha gufa is the lasser, right?
Right.
So. Kilkul is also a makakul, and it's still lasser, right? I'm still saying it's lasser. So he says that it's a possible teretz, but it's not adequate. Because there are other cases. In Simon Tufkuf Lamed Gimel, Sifchav, maybe this is a terakha, says you're allowed to kill, Sifchav Nchav, says you're allowed to kill bugs on Yom Tif, on Chol HaMayid. It says that killing insects is mutter, on Chol HaMayid. Lashon. Zavuvim v'yetushim, in aim it sarnes adam, bugs, yetushim, fleas, mosquitoes maybe, in aim it sarnes adam, mutalahagam achalamayet, yen lucha tzarech adam, god will mizeh. He says it's called the tzarech adam. That's also malach hashem v'tzarech, that's all. You're allowed to kill a mosquito, it's bothering you. And yen lucha tzarech adam, god will mizeh. It also seems to be a malach hashem v'tzarech. And Dafal Pikain, he says the mutter because it's bothering you. Vice says otherwise it would be awesome. So Malach Hashem Beiterecha. So here it seems to be a raya. People clare if on Yom Tif you're allowed to kill bugs that are bothering you, or bees in the sukkah comes up. They say B'shem Reb Yaakov that he said that it's mutter on Yom Tif because shechita is mutter on Yom Tif. It would have lost Samutera, so it's a told of Shkita. So I once asked Rav Shmuel if he ever heard this from Rav Yaakov. He said he never heard it from him, but it sounds like something he would have said. So he said. So, but here's Rashi and Mishnah Berurah, Yantif, it's Mashra, it's also Yantif, he's being Mato Achal Mayit. My point is that it comes down to a very problematic, obviously a very basic question. If Chol Moed, all amitas malachas are ras, only malachas sheish beitercha. It's so basic. The Chayei Adam, he goes through all the malachas on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Chol Moed, and when he gets through a malach of kosher and matir, this is his language. This is in Klal Kuf Yud, Ois Yud Aleph. Hakosher v'hamatir lo nizkar madinam. Not mentioned anywhere. He says, what's the din on Yom Tov about tying knots or untying knots? He says, it's not a tzarech hamayid, it's also a kuli alma. If you're putting something away for after Yom Tov, if you want to tie something, or you tie a bag, that he says it's aser. Tying is a malacha shein beitircha. Nobody holds. I don't think anybody thinks making a knot is a malacha sheish beitircha. Even a double knot is a malacha sheish beitircha. So here it sounds like it's aser. Now, obviously, this has tremendous ramifications. If you're gonna aser things, then a part of a lot of test malachas, it causes a. If it's halacha, it's halacha, but it causes a severe limitation on what you're allowed to do. So I presented all this to Rav Palm. These Maramakaimis, maybe I had more at the time, I don't remember. We were learning actually Hilchas Chalamayit, one Pesach Zman in Yeshiva. We learned my cut in first Seder and the Halacha second Seder. And we came to this issue. On the one hand, the Arayis that all Amites Malachas are Aser. On the other hand, it's really Gemara, Beis Amid Beis, that only Malach Sheish Beitircha is Aser. So we asked Rav Palm, according to this, when you go out of Chalmayit, you have to check your pockets. Just like on Shabbos, you check your pockets. I go out, I have my wallet. So what do I have in my wallet? There are things I have there all the time. I have the registration to my car. So if I'm not driving my car, who needs the registration to my car? I don't even need my driver's license if I'm walking to shul. There are things that I'm carrying that are not letzarech. My health insurance card. Why am I carrying it every day? I don't know. It's in my wallet, so when I need it, so I have it. It's not really letzarech. It's interesting. The Mayadim Mizmanim, he also has a shtickle on this. So he quotes the Chazei Nish. Someone told him. It says in a certain sefer, on Chalmayit you should check your pockets before you go out. So he said, the Chazon Ish said, Dover Toiv Lahachmir. So he brings it as a Chumrah. By me, if the Chazon Ish said, Dover Toiv Lahachmir, it doesn't sound like he held his Asa Mikra Adin. Like he's saying, Dover Toiv Lahachmir. What?
There's no Erev in
Zebra? Maybe there's no Erev that the Chazon Ish approved of. But at any rate, you know how it is. If they practice 6 or 7 Erevs, then most people don't use it. A flapush is knap an Erev, and people, like a half an Erev, and people use it. The Sir Palm said the following, and there's really a Chulsav cipher that's a Makar for it. To resolve a lot of the steerers, he suggested the following, that it's mashma that the Lamites Malachis are Aser. The Bir Halacha that says Shvisas Behemtai applies on Chalamayid, which is mashma like the Michas Chinuch that it's the Gedorim of Hilchus Shabbos. However, to resolve what on Chalamayid, the Gedorim of Hilchus Yom Tov, I'm going to get to the rules of what's mutter in a minute, but Barapav suggested that the Gedor of Tzairuch is a lower bar of tzairach. Tzairach on Chalamayid is kafid the tzairach adam, what people consider to be a tzairach. People go out and they carry the keys with them. They're necessarily going to need all their keys. Not dafka, but it's considered a normal tzairach of a person to do certain things. So the places with Dvarim Shemabakach HaMutter is because it's like it's a tzairach. You have a gashushis in the house, you have a bump in the house. Not a terrible tzairach, no one's going to get injured because of it. It's a tzairach. People like to have their the house, the floor to be flat. So the gedder of tzairach is a lower bar. And there's such a truth in the subcipher. He talks about, he uses a lashon haitzah malacha geruahi, that you're allowed to carry things that are even a ktsas tzairach. Malacha geruah means that the bar of tzairach is less. So it's defined by what people consider a tzairach, even if I would say scientifically it's not a tzairach, but tzvarim sheibam tercha, that would have a sort of a lower bar of geder. And that was sort of Rapam's, he said, kafi teva ha'adam, that was his lashon. And he brought a raya to it that that it says the explanation of why Dover Ha'aved is mutter, which we'll get to in a minute, that it's kafi, I don't use the word simcha, but the simchas shalai listar, the simchas chalamayeh, they were matir Dover Ha'aved when they made the gedarim. So in other words, it should be something that doesn't stare the person on the day. And anyway, that was sort of his pshara type of geder. Another raya is that a davar shein miskaven lepsikreisha is mutar on chol mayim. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Tuvkuf Lamed Zayin that there's no din of davar shein miskaven. Again, that the geder of a tzayrich is a lower bar. So this is the, I guess, the hagdama to the rules of malacha, that when it's aser, the question is if it's literally every malacha, only a malacha sheish by tircha, and then we have sort of this pshara. Yeah.
If you had an issue with the clients before Yom Kippur, and it can't be scheduled till like weeks after Yom Kippur, are they allowed to come to repair that?
Okay, so what about repairing things? So let me get to that. Let me get to the rules of of a dog, having an uman or a professional come to your house. The Aron Halacha, Hilchas Chalamayin, five types of tzairach that are mutter, malachas mutter. Two are absolutely mutter across the board, and three are with certain limitations. The two that are mutter are tzarchei eichel nefesh. Today that would include fixing a refrigerator or a stove. Something has to do with eichel nefesh or machshir eichel nefesh. That's what even a ma'ase uman, even to have a professional do repairs, and even if it's a tircha, tzarchei eichel nefesh or chol mayid are totally mutter. And tzarchei rabim letzarech hamayid, something that a rabim need for yom tov chol mayid, also is mutter. There's an incident with a broken elevator in a building in Yerushalayim, and they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's a ma'ase uman. Ma'ase uman is usually aser. He said it's called tzarchei rabim. How many people is tzarchei rabim? He said I'm not sure, but an apartment house has a lot of apartments. That's already called tzarchei rabim. Tzarchei rabim, everything is mutter. Uman, tavar, whether it's a ma'ase uman or a tircha. The rule on chalmayed is whatever is aser by a yid is aser by a guy, and whatever is mutter by a guy is mutter by a yid. There's no chilek of Akum and Yehudi by Malachas Chalamayit. That's a klal that says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there are three other gedarim of Heter that are somewhat a little limited. A Dover Aved is mutter, except a Malach Shesh Bei Tircha, major work. It's a Malach that has a Tircha Yisera. It doesn't mean tircha, a little bit of tircha, it's a major job, you know, changing transmission is a major job. A davar aved, you're allowed to do a ma'ase uman, except for something that's a sort of a major job. The other two gedarim are regular tzarchei hamayid for a yachid, a tzarchei rabim even for efti yamtiv, tzarchei yachid are mutter except for a ma'ase uman. A ma'ase uman is aser. So you asked about fixing appliances. So appliances that are eichel nefesh appliances, you're allowed to have an uman do work. Appliances that are not eichel nefesh, let's say a car that breaks, lo yaleinu. So that's a ma'ase, assuming it's a ma'ase uman to repair it, and that's aser. Now if someone is stuck, his car breaks down 100 miles away in a trip to Boston or a trip to Philadelphia, so it's a davar aved to get it fixed to be able to go home and not have to rent a car or rent a motel room. So then it's mutter if it's a davar aved. But if it's a davar, not a davar aved, just a tzarech hamayed, repair jobs are awesome. Now the question becomes, what's called a ma'ase uman, what's not called a ma'ase uman? I was once at a meeting of Rabbanim, and we were talking about repairing a car. It's a ma'ase uman. So Moshe Heinemann was there. He said, "Why ma'ase uman? What's the big deal? You unscrew this, unscrew that. You take out the old transmission, you put in the new transmission. You only got to do is screw it in and screw it out. That's not a ma'ase uman. It's like changing a tire." Then there were hoses in cars. He says, "Changing a hose is a ma'ase uman. You unscrew the old hose, you screw in the new hose. Big deal. So, you know, he said that, you know, that to my suman, it's just people are nourished and they don't know themselves how to do it. So my suman, he said, like sewing. If you tell somebody, well, my suman, you could sew. I can't sew for the life of me. It takes a lot of practice to know how to sew. So sewing is a my suman. So maybe he'd agree certain parts of the car, my suman. But changing things, what? Why, take out the old one and put a different one? What? Okay, I can't speak for Rabbi Heidemann. He made it sound like, what? You have to own a school. Someone said he once had a professional come to his home. He had the electricity wasn't working in his house. So the guy came in, he pushed two buttons, and then he gave him a bill for $500. He said, pushing two buttons, $500? He said, give me back the bill. He gave him a bill, pushing two buttons, $2. Knowing which buttons to push, $498. You know, like that was his bill. So certain things may or may not be ma'isuman. Sewing is considered a ma'isuman. It's fascinating. The halacha is, in umazan, a sew on chalamayid. The Mishnah says he has to sew. It's interesting. He used the lashon of mem chaf lamed veis, machlev. Kishine kela. He has to sew like the teeth of a dog. I don't know if you ever examined the teeth of a dog close up. They're not like human teeth. They're very jagged all over the place. So it says that a uman has to sew an irregular sewing. Mishabura says, but someone who's not an uman can do his best job that he could. Like me, I can do whatever you want. Now, what about sewing on a button? I would think that sewing on a button is not a ma'isa uman. It's interesting, the Chalmayit Sefer they bring from both Ramesh and Rabbi Yaakov, that sewing on a button is a ma'isa uman. It has to be done with a shinoi. Instead of a button that has four holes, you should just do two holes. That's a shinoi. An uman does it all four holes, and you do two holes, and that's considered a non-ma'isa uman. That's like machliv by the sewing. So I don't know what you do with a two-hole button. If you do just one hole, it's probably not going to stay too well. So I'm not sure, but they say to do it with a shinoi. Sewing generally is considered to be a ma'aseh uman.
If you say that uman, the eichel nefesh is mutter to repair, he's also like to take full schaferit.
So the issue of schar, I don't want to get into, is complicated. The Gemara says taking schar is a zilzul d'chag. But Ritva, the Gemara says that if no one's going to do it for free, then you're allowed to take money. It's all complicated. The Bir Halacha brings the Ritva. They take schar, I don't want to get into it. It's just not enough time. You're allowed to buy clothing if it's for Yantif, for Chol Ma'id. You're not allowed to buy things for after Yantif. When I was a chassan, I got engaged on Labor Day and got married in Kislev, on Yat Kislev, and I asked Rav Palm if I could go shopping on Chol Ma'id. It's enjoyable. You go shopping for furniture and the like. So Rav Palm told me you better learn on Chol Ma'id and take a day off from Yeshiva. That's what he told me. Don't go shopping. So I did both. I didn't go shopping. We didn't buy furniture, and they got a folding table and folding chairs. And we were perfectly happy, and Baruch Hashem, and for Nosson's Bar Mitzvah, when I was married about 16 or 17 years, so I got, I surprised my wife, we put away the folding chairs, and we got chairs. How did I know which chairs to get? She liked the shul chairs. So I told Heshi Kalis, get me shul, the same chairs as shul, but different fabric. I don't want anybody to think I stole them from the shul. So that's what we have in our house. So, but al kaponim, shopping is a separate gedder. Chazal asked mekach u'memkar on Chol Ma'id, except for tzarich yantif. You're allowed to shop for what's a tzarich, but not what's not a tzarich. Now, there's a fascinating exception about what? It is a sale. A davar aved is mutter. Whether sales a davar aved, you know, it depends. You know, it depends if it's significant. Yeah. It could be if something is significant. Sale that is a davar aved. And
why is it not?
If it's something a person always needs, then that would be called a davar aved. If it's something you need, then that's a davar aved. But get it. The fascinating gather in Tzarchei Haguf. The Chiddush, the Ara Gadol, is one of the first on the side of the Mishnayos, and Rav Moshe names it on the Halacha. The Ara Gadol, he is the Kasha. You now take a haircut on Chol Moed. Why? Because you cut it on the bike, Shuminovel. You shouldn't go in. So here's the kasha. Haircuts are a melechus uman anyway. The haircut, you want a professional to give a haircut. So it's whatever's outside there, guys, outside there, Yehudi. So why isn't the haircut also anyway? Out tzarchei hamayid, tzarich yachid, and melechus uman as well. Malacha chomay is adi Yehudi is asay de. But that's for you to have him do malacha for him. So he answers that when Chazal wamatit tzarchei echol nefesh, all tzarchei haguf are included. A physical tzarich, a tzarich haguf is included. He brings a raya. It talks about makeup in the Gemara. It seems they used to have these mud packs that. I don't know if they actually have them today, or people talk about where they put mud on the face to make the face look redder. I once read somebody, a chassan told his chavrusa, my wife has these mud packs she puts on. He says, does it make her look better? He said, yeah, it does. But later she takes it off. So he says tzarchei gufa, but Rav Moshe has a chiddush in a tshuva. He says that if your glasses break, you don't have another pair. He says if your glasses break, getting new glasses, even a ma'aseh uman is mutter, because that, even though it's a ma'aseh uman, is a tzarchei gufa. Glasses, if you're driving, it's definitely pikuach nefesh. That's true. Or filling a cavity, it's a ma'aseh uman to fill a cavity, but tzarchei gufa. Tzarchei aguf amuter, so that's sort of under the category of tzarchei echal nefesh. Now, very important. The Mishnah Berurah, the Maisha writes that a routine checkup you're not allowed to schedule on Yom Tov to go for a chalmeid. Not schedule a chalmeid, a regular checkup. That's a tzarchei aguf. That's mechava malachtei b'mayir. A person's mechava malachtei a chalmeid. And you have to know. There's a knas on mechav malachti b'mayid. The Mishnah says in the second parak that you're not allowed to know if someone's mechav malachti b'chalamayid. Because that was very machmir. Mevazves hamayadai, somebody who's mechav malachti, it takes malachi, he could do any time, he schedules in on chalamayid. Chazal asid it b'hano. Now what that means is, let's say somebody goes for a dentist checkup, a regular checkup on chalamayid, and the dentist takes x-rays. So those x-rays are also bahana afterwards. Because mechav malachtei b'mayid, you're not allowed to derive benefit from what you did on chol moed. Not exactly what you do. You go and you tell them destroy it, and we'll take it again. But it's also to be nehena from mechav malachtei b'mayid, and I mentioned it here in shul, and somebody came over to me that they realized he scheduled the he figured that they'll schedule it now. We want to take off from yeshiva. But like Rav Palm told me, you know, better learn on Chol Moed and take off from yeshiva and do what you...
Is that on the patient or on the doctor also?
I guess it would be on both. Both are that I'll be mechad malach. You know, the doctor, a dentist, can fill a cavity. It's tzayra. But
using x-ray mask.
It should be on everybody. The doctor's also being mechad malach in the mind. Also,
to pay for it again.
All right. It's funny then. That means the doctor's getting paid for what he did on Chol Moed, which also should be a problem.
Why should the hospital wash clothes if
it's Tzarech HaGuf? Because Tzarech HaGuf means it's today's Tzarech HaGuf. It's Tzarech HaGuf. A person puts on makeup, he's putting it on for now. He's not. But a routine checkup, person could
wash clothes.
We'll talk about washing clothes, but I'm talking about this, that it's not writing. It's fascinating that the Velt knows that ksiva is, we have to write with a shina and chol moed. It's very interesting. Why should you have to write with a shina? If you're writing for tzarchei hamoed, so that's mutter. If you're writing for not the moed, it's also with a shina also. Like, how do you explain the halachas? There's a simon dinek siva b'chalamayit. The Shulchan Aruch says osa lichta b'chalamayit. You're not allowed to write on chalamayit. And he says, he talks about fixing the Sefer Torah and filling. And then he writes about regular writing, that whatever is a tzarech hamayid, you're allowed to do. Metalchtev shtar kiddushim, if you want to be mekadosh on Yom Tif, and metal cheshben oisav, you can do the things that you need for Yom Tif. All the things you're allowed to do for tzarech hamayid.
You can write notes on a shir.
On a shir, it's a fascinating taz. The taz, metalchtev hamayid, says, are you allowed to write notes in learning?
Yeah.
You can do it later. He says, learning is always a davar aveid. Later, you'll do something. Yeah, you'll do a different learning later. He says, learning is always considered to be a davar aveid. So where does it come from, the idea that we have, that what's the explanation that it should be us? It comes from a Chumash Hadeshen that the Rama brings. Chumash Hadeshen says a chiddush. He says, all writing is a ma'aseh uman. Even though, Baruch Hashem, we live in times where people are literate, and people, for the most part, know how to write, it's readable. Even doctors have a special time to figure out how to write things that the patients can't read. But otherwise, generally, the Chumash Hadeshen holds that it's a ma'aseh uman. The Rama says, no gula hachmir afilu b'ksiva shalanu. That the minig of Ashkenazim is to be machmir on writing. The Mishnah Berurah says, what's the machmir? The machmir is to write with a shinui. To write with a shinui, which is it's a chumrah that we have. The Mechaber says, kol dvarim shemutu lichtai v'afilu b'loi shinui mutu. Chama she'asu lichtai v'afilu yedei shinui yasa. Mechaber says shinui is nothing. Ramah brings this minig. Mishnah Berurah brings in Sukkot Mem Gimel that we're machmir with Chumash Hadeshen to write with some sort of shinui. However, that's wherever Ma'ase Uman is aser. Tzachei Echal Nefesh, where Ma'ase Uman is mutter, or Dover Aved, where Ma'ase Uman is mutter, there's no reason to write with a shinui. It's for other things where Ma'ase Uman is aser, which is non Echal Nefesh Tzachei Amoyed, that's where the minute to do a shinoi comes into place. The Mishnah Berurah is mashmer. It's enough a shinoi in the pula, not in the nifal. It doesn't have to come out messy. Just hold the pen differently than you normally hold it. That's adequate to be called a shinoi.
The red color is a different color.
So I don't know if that's enough. The Mishnah Berurah is mashmer. If you write slanted instead of straight, if you normally write straight, then that's a shinoi. It's a different color, I don't know. Excuse me? Mechaba says, whatever is mutter, you don't need a shinui. So Mechaba holds writing is not a ma'ase uman. So therefore, it's a regular malacha. Whatever is mutter is mutter, whatever is asa. Where do you find shinui? By sewing. Sewing is a ma'ase uman. If you do it a shinui, it's ois ma'ase uman. That's what the Mishnah says. So from there, we learn to all other ma'ase uman that if you do it a shinui, it's ois ma'ase uman. If you hold writing as a ma'ase uman, writing with a shinoi takes it out of the gather of Ma'aseh Uman. That's what?
Is it a mekor to write something before you write?
I'm not familiar with it, but okay, I'm not familiar. But
can you go horseback riding because you might tear off a branch? Can you?
The gzeris to rabbanon. You can go horseback riding, go swimming. Yeah, the gzeris to rabbanon. I don't think anybody knows. No muktzah, no mishamish bilan. The gzeris to rabbanon do not apply.
Why not to drive a car?
Why not?
Is it
depends why you're driving. If you're driving for tzarchei amayit, then you're allowed. Doesn't it? You want to call it a ma'aseh uman? Is that what you mean? Driving to drive with a shinoi. Yeah. So I don't know. If driving is this type of rights that when he was in the Russian army on Shabbos he had to shoot his rifle, so he shot it with a shinoi. But it wasn't much worse than the other Russian ones. You know, at any rate, if driving is a ma'aseh uman, then it would take a bring a shot. But They drive by themselves cars.
They're called
Moshe. What? Chabay Chib is a Tzachayamtiv, that's why it's Mutter. I'm considering it to be not a Maisa Uman. If it's a Maisa Uman, it creates problems. It's a fascinating sugya of fixing the Sefer Torah. It's a Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Fixing a Sefer Torah is a Maisa Uman, generally. I mean, if two letters are touching, it's not a Maisa Uman to just scrape the Negia. But any time you need to be an Uman to do it, it's a Maisa Uman. It's Tzarchei Rabim, generally speaking. So Tzarchei Rabim, a Maisa Uman, is only Mutter if it's Tzarchei Yomtiv. The two categories that absolutely Mutter are Echel Nefesh and a Rabim for Tzarchei Yomtiv, that it's Mutter. And that's those are the gedarim. So to fix the sefer Torah is not a tzarich. She has plenty of sefer Torah that remains aser. The question is, what about a second sefer Torah? You have one kosher sefer Torah, the second one became possible. For maftir, you want to have a second sefer Torah. Is that called a tzarich or not? I don't know how to gauge it. The Darach HaShulchan says it's not a tzarich, and the Kaf HaChaim says it is a tzarich. So it seems that it's a sum that's totally in a hashara, and what?
It's hard on the tzibur. You have to wait till
you have to beguile it. Yeah, look, being beguiled doesn't really take longer than hagagula, but it feels.
What's our problem?
It's quicker. It's quicker. Even though you're going from Bishalach to Pinchas. Yeah, but here you can have a tirchi either way because you do hagagula, you're gonna have to. It's the same amount of time. I always have the Shiloh, Parsha Shkolim. In the earlier years in the shul, I used to tell them, why take out two Svarim from Parsha Shkolim? You're learning Tetzaveh anyway. By the time you finish Tetzaveh, so what's the difference? I never took out two Svarim. Then someone showed me the Shari Ephraim, he says to have two Svarim. I guess that's the coven. So it says Shari Ephraim, so that's what we do, we take it out. But you're right, that's Tefet Zibur. Somehow, when you go and everyone's waiting, it feels like forever. Right. When you do it ahead of time, it just takes a second. But when everybody's waiting, it is something.
Let him decide how many times you must say the name.
What?
Let him decide that it is or isn't.
About second cipher. I don't know. I don't know. You know what it might be, Tully? If the heter is that it's a Dover Ha'aved, Dover Ha'aved, my sumin is mutter. It's a davar ave not to have two svarim. It's a tircha, so then it will be mutter. So probably Kav HaChaim was a davar ave. The Aruch Shulchan probably learns that it's a tzarchei rabim. A tzarchei rabim is not a real tzarchei hayayim. So then I guess the argument is it a davar ave to have a second sefer? That would seem to be the machlokes. In the Chalmai sefer, it's a very excellent sefer. The sefer Chalmai Til Chasan is an English. Hilchas Chamoed with Shikla Torah in the back, they're both excellent Svarim, and there the Toila, this Kaf HaChaim Aruch HaShulchan, whether you call it a Davar Aved or not, that you shouldn't have to be Gaol. It depends really what you're laying. If you're going from Parshas Re'eh to Parshas Pinchas, the last days, it's not a big, from Re'eh to Pinchas, not far. If you're going from Mishalach to Pinchas, that's a bigger tirch. It's also a certain fear, if you only have one Sefer and you find a Psul, that it's going to be. You always like to have a backup safer anyway. It's another, sort of another cheshbon. There's a significant amount of disagreement about going apple picking on Chol HaMoed. Now, apple picking for an amount of apples that you want to eat is certainly okay. Now, the shaila is going apple picking and picking tons of, a couple of baskets full of apples. So, Maisa Shahaya. There's a certain girls' school that had planned a trip for Chol HaMoed to go apple picking. And Rav Palm, who didn't usually reach out, he called the menahal of that school and he asked them to cancel the trip. He said, this is on Chol HaMoed to go harvesting on Chol HaMoed to go apple picking. He said, but they need it. He said, they can pick as many apples as they're going to eat over Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. But more than that, they shouldn't pick. The argument is that people enjoy apple picking. Enjoy it. It's fun to pick apples. So the question to that is, so let them pick the apples and leave it in the farm. And just bring home the ones they need. See, no, it's no fun to pick apples and leave it in the farm. It's only fun to pick apples and come home with it. So it's a sort of a meld of enjoyment of the apple picking and having the apples. So I don't know, Pam was very stark about not going apple picking. I think the same thing might be true about taking driving lessons. Boys are home banis manim. They want to take driving lessons achal mayid. So again, it's mecham malachte b'mayid, but boys enjoy driving. So it's a sort of a mixture of doing it in order to learn and doing it. What? So Riva Bishurim is only mutter one maisa Riva Bishurim. You're allowed to put a pot on the stove with 100 pieces of chicken if you need one. But you're not allowed to make, let's say, schnitzel. You put each one on, that's not us. It's only mutter Chazal called Bechat Tircha, Riva Bishurim. But it's not mutter to add with separate maisim, so that's not called Riva Bishurim. The Makar of Riva Bishurim is Taka, the Gemara in Yuma talks about picking off. Somebody needs one taina for Pekoch Nefashis, and picking off one branch that has three taina. And he only needs one. So, what?
Fishing.
So fishing would probably be the same thing. The shallow fishing, not for the fish. You're fishing for the fish, so it's mutter, you're going to eat it. But fishing for enjoyment, which anyway I think is Tzar Bale Chayim, just to go fishing, just then you don't want the fish. I don't know exactly why that's not Tzar Bale Chayim.
But fishing?
Yerushalmi, the Mashal brings Yerushalmi, it's Kaitzer, Pashtus, it's Tzad. But at any rate, the fishing, all these type of things would seem to fall under the same category and be included in this gather. Mekachumemkar is a separate gezeirah, Chazal Asim Mekachumemkar on Chamayid, that it shouldn't be like a weekday. Mekachumemkar for food is mutter. If someone is shopping, sitakaveta ribi bishurin. If you need one bottle of grape juice, you're allowed to buy a whole case of grape juice because it's ribi bishurin. And one purchase, you're buying more. But if you don't need it, you're buying it for afterwards. So mekachumemka for after the chag, that's certainly us. Now there's one other category of halacha that I want to mention, which is very misunderstood. And maybe for good reason, but the bottom line is very clear in halacha, and that is the halachas of a Jew from Eretz Yisrael is a chutz laaretz for yamtif, who keeps one day yamtif and is here keeping 2 days yamtif. The halacha is the Mishnah says I'm sakin. There's a parak called makim shenagu. It says if you go from a place that has one minig to a place that has another minig. If you're moving permanently, you take on the minig of the new place. If you're there temporarily, so you know the chumris of the makim shahalach misham and the chumris of the makim shahalach lisham, that a person has to keep both minhagim. And the way the Mishnah Brura paskins, the way it's brought in, I believe, Tav Tzadik Vav, Tav Tzadik Zayin, the second or third siman of Hilchas Yamtiv, is that it's min adin, that there's a tzaddik a person in Chutz Laaretz has to keep Yantav Sheni for all in Yanei Malacha. It's not a Marasayan, it's not... there is a Shitas HaTaz. The Taz learns that it's that Betzina, it's Mutter, because it's only out place of Skaigadu, or else... However, the Mishabur doesn't pass in that way, the Archa Shulchan doesn't pass in that way, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. I don't know of any of the Paiskim Akroinim that pass like the Taz. Which means they're all paskening that Yom Tov Sheni, the Gabi Issa Malacha, all the Isurei Malacha of Chutz Laaretz apply totally to an Eretz Yisrael Degiyin. The only Nafkamina are things that are really Mutter and Munei Chumra. And people don't open containers on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Some people are Mekel, some people are Machmir. If you're Machmir, it's a Chumra. So if you're an Eretz Yisrael Degiyin, a Chutz Laaretz, you can be Mekel. And you could do it, you could be meikel. Things that are chumra, I have to keep all the chumras. It's not a question of min gamapim shalach l'sham. But whatever is malacha gemura, turning on lights, turning off lights, and the like, all of these things, at least according to the pshat of the Mishnah Brura, and as far as I know, all the later achrayim, is that it's awesome. So it's a mistake. It's a common mistake that they call it. I've had people say, oh, I'll call an Eretz Yisrael Dika person to do it for me. What do you mean, Eretz Yisrael Dika person to do it for you? You're not even going to call a guy to do it for you. You're not allowed to call an Eretz Yisrael Dika Yid to do it for you. So these things, the things that are awesome, make her adin. Now, of course, when it comes to davening, And it's a Sardika person. You have to get the chumris of both places. You can't daven both Shemayne Esrei. So you daven what's by you, the Ikar Adin Shemayne Esrei, which is the Shemayne Esrei Shel Chayil, on that day, and you put on tefillin on the eighth day, because you have to keep both the chumra of both minhagim. Not totally the minhagim of the place you go to, but it's a common mistake. What? You might have a minion because for that's the halacha. Now, there is an exception, and that is if you're in a city where there are no Jews. If an Eretz Yisrael Tiki Yid finds himself in a city where there are no Yidden at all, so then he's allowed. He keeps minig Eretz Yisrael. And I mentioned this to people who Eretz Yisrael Tiki people are flying to America. There's a shortage of flights. After Pesach back to America, especially with Shabbos coming, and Eretz Yisrael Tiki Yidden want to fly on the eighth day of Pesach, they're going to land here. It's going to be Yom Tov here. So I've told people, and I think it's correct, that if you're flying to Newark, it's okay, and if you're flying to Kennedy, it's not okay. If you land in Kennedy, you're landing in a city that has Jews. And you have to keep all the chumras. You can't do malacha. Once you land, you have to keep all of the halachas. Newark Airport is not in a city. The airport itself is its own little city, a big city. And there's no yidden that live there. There's no from a yidden there on Yom Tov. And a person who lands is allowed to do malacha. He can get off the plane. He can get his baggage. He can rent a car. He can do everything he wants. Somebody, what? Yeah, whatever the language is. Okay, so we can argue about JFK. I think we can argue about it. But what? So I have a family. It's a family. Children of someone here on the shul that are flying in Tacon that day, they need, I think, 9 tickets. And it's a very big difference. If they fly Motzei Yom Tov, the 7th into the 8th day, the tickets are affordable. He can land, he can be with his family, he can be back for the newsman. And if he flies, he can't even get tickets for Friday or Sunday, and they're very expensive. So there's a family here that's flying in on the 7th day. So he asked me, he's going to go, he'll land in Newark, he'll rent a car. He asked me, what time can he drive out of the airport? He asked me for his man, for this, the chumrah, got to be chumrah, the 8th day for everyone's a drabbanan. And him, it's a mokim shenogol. So it's very hard for me to tell him, precisely how many minutes to be makel. I told him you could pull out 30 minutes by the time you get onto the turnpike. By the time you get to a city, it's going to be already 40 or 50 minutes. He's got a bunch of little kids. By the time he loads them into the car, it'll take an hour. So so I told him that's what he could do. I think it's emes lahalacha that for somebody married to Israel to land it's mefesh in Shulchan Aruch. The same simon in Tavtzad Zayin, I think it is, that a person is allowed to live, a person married to Israel is in a city that doesn't have from a yidden, that doesn't have yidden keeping the eighth day, he doesn't have to keep the eighth day. It says halach l'midbar. If he goes to a midbar chutz laretz, he can keep 7 days. It's not Eretz Yisrael chutz laretz. It says not do it Eretz Yisrael as opposed to chutz laretz. It has to do minig hamokim shalach l'sham. If there's a minig hamokim, he has to keep it. And therefore, landing in a place that doesn't have a minig hamokim, so they are personally made.
How could you go there for 1 year? They have to keep 2 days in Israel.
So no, a person goes there for 1 year. Still is a ben chutz laretz. The question is, 2 years, 3 years, you get married and you're going. So it's been this way as long as I can remember. The Gdele Eretz Yisrael, tell married people in Eretz Yisrael, you'll probably end up staying, keep 1 day. Gdele Chutz Laretz said, look, you're planning to learn there a few years and come back, you're still a chutz laretz nigga. So it seems that the Avas Eretz Yisrael, Mekakas, is Ashura a little bit. I tell you, you'll probably end up staying and keep 1 day. I know Rav Avadia told the people very quickly that they're B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Scheinberg, I know also from some people here in the shul years ago, that Rav Scheinberg told them to keep 1 day. So what am I going to do? Rav Scheinberg told you, so do what he told you to do. But the Gdeli Chutzlaris don't agree with that. Younger Light learning there, yeah. Tourists? No, not tourists. No, and I'm not even sure about Bahrain. Married couples that lived there, they were.
Suppose it is a day and a half after this.
So I don't know. Rav Shem Zalman has a chiddush that if you live in Chutz Laaretz, you go for Shalosh Regalim every year, that you could keep one day, what we call one day. If you always go there for Shalosh Regalim, it's printed in the Cheshleimah. He has such a kula, and interesting kula. It's a nice thing. I have a friend who for years went Shalosh Regalim, and you know, Meir Fuchs. He went for years, and then during COVID he couldn't go, and I think the next Yom Tov he had a child getting engaged or something, or on Yom Tov, so he fell out of his habit. But for years he kept one day because he went Shalosh Regalim, and then he kept one day.
What about
traveling to Sedarim? So in Chutz Laaretz, if a person has his own apartment, he doesn't have to have a second Seder. That's what it says in Chayyad. Mishabur, Igris Maisha, I think he writes to do like it says in Chayyad. In Chayyad, he goes through the Seder.
What if he's by his parents?
If he's staying by his parents, he has to sit by the Seder. And he doesn't make a bracha. And he doesn't have to be knowing all the chumris of how much matzah he's eating. But he has to keep a basic Seder. He does not make brachas, no. Because he has to eat the chumrah of Makim Shalom Misham, the chumrah of Makim Shalom Misham. So the chumrah he keeps, but not the kula. You know, it's an issue with Abdullah as well. Abdullah, we tell people to make bitzina, to make Abdullah bitzina, and because he has to keep, he can't, he's not make like chutzlois, he's machmir. He needs Abdullah. It's going to be, what is it, Thursday is the first day of Pesach, Motzei Thursday into Friday. He needs Abdullah. Minadin, he has a fee of Abdullah. So he makes Abdullah bitzina. Okay, so it should be a good yantif for everybody. We can resume if it's Hashem, you have to yantif. On Sunday, we'll go back to heaven.